WA News Via Remote. I'm Laurel Berman. A Tanzanian opposition party said on Sunday both its campaign manager and its parliamentary candidate in Zanzibar had been abducted by unknown assailants. This comes days before elections are due on October 28th. ACT Wazalendo party said in a statement that its campaign manager for the semi-autonomous archipelago was also seen being beaten by Zanzibar special security forces. Zanzibar police were not immediately available to comment. Zanzibar and mainland Tanzania are due to hold elections for president, lawmakers, and local governments on Wednesday. Zanzibar has previously been rocked by post-election violence back in 2001, resulting in the death of more than 35 people. Pope Francis named 13 new Roman Catholic cardinals on Sunday, including 9 under the age of 80 who were eligible to enter a conclave to elect his successor after his death or resignation. The new cardinals include Archbishop Wilton Gregory of Washington, D.C. He will be the first African-American to hold the rank. He's 72 years old, so he will be able to weigh in on a new pope. Others in the group hail from Italy, Rwanda, the Philippines, Chile, and Brunei. The 9 will be elevated to this high rank at a ceremony at the Vatican next month. Italy on Sunday ordered bars and restaurants to close by 6 p.m. and shut public gyms, cinemas, and swimming pools to try and halt a rapid resurgence in the coronavirus that has pushed daily infection rates to new records. The measures take effect on Monday and were agreed between Prime Minister Giuseppe Conte's government in Rome and regional authorities. This follows 2 nights of protest in Naples and Rome against curfews introduced last week in several other regions. This is VOA News. Nearly 9,000 people fled their homes in the Philippines as Typhoon Malave made landfall. The typhoon crossed over provinces on the southern part of the main Luzon island on Sunday. It brought heavy rain and strong winds, officials said. The Disaster Monitoring Agency said it had received reports of damaged roads and bridges and flooding and landslides in some areas, but there were no casualties reported so far. With sustained winds of 130 kilometers per hour, the typhoon intensified into a typhoon as it moved westward and made landfall over San Miguel Island and Albay province early in the evening. Sea travel operations were canceled in danger zones, with 569 people stranded at ports due to strong winds, again, according to the Disaster Monitoring Agency. After crossing the Philippine archipelago, Malave was expected to continue intensifying over the South China Sea, the Weather Bureau said. A key al-Qaeda leader has been killed in Afghanistan's eastern Ghazni province by Afghan forces. Abu Musin al-Masr was an Egyptian national believed to be the group's number 2 in the Indian subcontinent. He was wanted by the United States for providing support and resources to a foreign terrorist organization and plotting to kill U.S. nationals, according to the U.S. FBI. The Afghan government Sunday accused the Taliban of still keeping close ties with the Islamist militant group, despite promises the Taliban had made to the contrary. Afghanistan's interior minister said the killing of the al-Qaeda leader shows the close ties which still exist between the Taliban and terrorist groups. The Taliban's sheltering of al-Qaeda was the original reason for the U.S. invasion of Afghanistan after the September 11, 2001 attacks in the United States. In a landmark deal with the U.S. in February, the Taliban agreed to not allow Afghan soil to be used by foreign extremists, including al-Qaeda, in return for Washington withdrawing its troops from the country. Meanwhile, the death toll from a bomb blast claimed by the Islamic State group at a higher education center in Kabul rose to 24 on Sunday, most of them students. An Interior Ministry spokesman said another 57 people had been wounded in Saturday's attack in a western district of the capital. Students were seen on Sunday morning salvaging books from a building damaged by the blast. Residents in several districts of western Kabul belong to the minority Shiite Hazara community and are often targeted by Sunni extremists of Islamic State. For more on these and other international stories, we invite you to visit our website at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Laurel Berman for VOA News.